Someone asked me back in August to deliver a message on anger, and I haven't done it. What I do with each sermon every week that I preach, I pray about it, and it's whatever the Holy Spirit gives me. And y'all have probably seen from sermons in the past, it may be somebody I meet in my job, it may be something, a circumstance that pops up. And this week, Lisa was working, and I had to drop Braden off at high school. And I got out of the car. I dropped him off, and I pulled out. It was just like somebody spoke to me and said, "The unforgiving servant." And whenever I looked at it, I realized what it was. This is as much for me as it is for anybody else. And the person that asked me about doing it, it is just one of those sections of scripture that has so much to offer. And I prayed about it, and I wanted to make sure that what this is the Spirit's words and not mine. I prayed real hard about it. And this is because I knew I struggle with anger, and I struggle with forgiveness sometimes. I think all of us do. Some aspect or another, I think we all do. Jesus covered this in the book of Matthew. Okay, no, it helps if you turn it on. There we go. He used parables or stories a lot of times to get his point across. And it's so amazing, even 2,000 years later, adult learners and adult learning theory, we still use real life to teach adults. Stories, things that people can agree with, they understand from aspects in their own life. The Lord was asked by Peter about how many times shall I forgive my brothers or sisters who sin against me? Up to 7 times. And Jesus began with telling him not 7 times, not 77 times. Did we win? Oh, don't feel bad, Suzanne. Till you have it go off in a room with 600 of your coworkers and your boss's boss sitting about 3 chairs down from you, that's when you really want to just get up under the chair. And unfortunately, I know that one from personal experience. And when your ringtone is a pinball machine, it does not help. And anyway, though, Jesus began trying to teach his disciples a lesson. And he used a parable. Parable, analogy, story. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me, and I'll pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him and canceled the debt and let him go. And how many times in life have we been in both these positions? There have been times in my life where I've had to be the one asking for forgiveness for a debt I couldn't pay. I remember after my ex-wife and I split up, I realized we were in a lot more debt than what we thought we were, than what I thought we were. And I had to contact creditors I didn't even know I had. And I had to ask them, "I don't have anything to pay you. Will you please work with me?" And sometimes it was $10 a month, $20 a month. It was a very humbling experience. And I've been on the other side of that, where I have been the person that had the chance to give mercy. I'd like to say that most of the time I did, but there were a few times it was hard. Because it's hard to forgive. Physical debt, monetary debt, emotional debt, it's not easy. It's not. This is a great example, though, of grace and forgiveness. Because you think about that, 10,000 bags of gold. Because I've read through the story, I never really realized how much the first servant owed. That's a lot of money. It still is a lot of money. And the master in that day and time still had the right to take everything that person had, take his family, sell it all. But he showed mercy and forgiveness. And it's not easy. It is not easy. Sometimes it's easier for me. I could forgive monetary debts easier than I could forgive emotional debts. And that's part of being human. Because by my nature, I can hold a grudge like I'm holding a fried pork chop at supper time. And it can be so hard to let go. But I'm getting better at it. I am. And a lot of it goes back to what you'll hear me talk about every sermon. If I don't mention pray, reading in the Word, in a relationship, I didn't come up with that sermon. And through that, and we can get past it. The Bible is pretty clear on that we need to be more like the master who forgave the debt. Okay. Isaiah, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sin no more. Jesus mentioned it several times. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. And in Mark, and you, when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Paul mentioned it as well. Galatians 5, 14 and 15, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out or you'll be destroyed by each other. Colossians 3, 13, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. All of us, me included, I'm front of the line. I deal with a sin nature every day, every moment of every day of my life. And that old person that I'm fighting with, he don't want me to forgive anybody or anything. He's prideful. He's envious. And it's a struggle. It is a struggle for all of us. But it's a struggle worth fighting. It really is. Now let me see if I have this lined up right. There we go. The old man, the sin nature, brings us to the next part of this story. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. Now he'd just been forgiven of a debt of 10,000 bags of gold. And somebody owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed the fellow, began to choke him. Said, pay back what you owe me. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, be patient with me and I'll pay you back. And that sounds real familiar. It just occurred when the shoe was on the other foot. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown in prison till he could pay the debt. Then when the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master about everything that had happened. Now, first thing I want to cover, anger is a God-given response. It is. God gets angry. There's examples of it throughout the Bible. God gets angry. Jesus did not have a smile on his face when he was going through that temple, turning over tables and whipping money changers. The problem that we run into, now I mean we, is that when you have this anger, you're exposed to sin and committing sin. And Paul was aware of this danger. He wrote in Ephesians 4, 26 and 27. I don't have that one up here. In your anger, do not sin. And do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. Uncontrolled anger, it can be a destructive force in anybody's life. Whenever I separated, I had a lot of anger. And it was destructive. I had to let it go, and it was not easy. It was not easy at all. Anger can distort a person's sense of grace and forgiveness towards themselves and others. Anger can be really hard to aim and control Because you think about this situation right here. When the servant went out and found the other servant, he had no idea the chain reaction that it was going to cause. He ordered this man to be locked up to pay a debt. That angry action affected the servant he jailed. And what about that servant's wife and their kids? What about himself? His wife and family? And anyone else that owed the master any kind of debt? The master's found out what's happened. And do you think he's going to be more likely to forgive someone of a debt in the future? I mean, because you think about it, if you have mercy on somebody, then they go out and do that. Are you more prone to, are you thinking you're going to do that again? Or are you thinking, I don't know about all this? It can be very hard to control. Anger is almost like a wildfire. It can spread through the dry force of our spirits from person to person. Like in this story, it went from one servant to the rest of the servants that witnessed this. And now it's making its way back to the master. And this can damage everybody all around. Edgar Allan Poe wrote, "Years of love have been forgotten in the hatred of a minute." And that hit me really hard. Because I've thought about things I've done in the past. My moments of anger. That I've hurt people. And it's taken years, months and years, to get back to that point. In some ways, it never does. And it's hard. I mean, it's very hard, and it's easy to be, because anger is something that we're given from God. It is. Lord's gotten angry. Jesus has gotten angry. It's a God-given response. And the Bible, though, real clear on anger as it is on forgiveness. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, "Raca," is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, "Fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you're offering your gift at the altar, and therefore remember that your brother or sister has done something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. In Ephesians 4:31, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, and brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Colossians, but now you must rid yourself of all these things, such as these, anger and rage and malice and slander and filthy language from your lips. What happens to the rest of the story? The master finds out, and he calls the servant in. He said, "You wicked servant, I canceled the debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." And this is hard. I've been all of these people. And if you think back on your life, how many times have we been each of these characters in this story? The forgiving master, refusing to forgive folks, the people outraged by seeing the lack of forgiveness, and the person that took that grace and forgiveness back. These are all parts we've played. And I'm not going to stand up here and tell you there's a way you can just forgive everything and never get mad. That ain't going to happen. Or if it is, please tell me. I've been trying to deal a lot with forgiveness and anger lately. And what I'm saying, though, as we experience spiritual growth, that true relationship with Jesus through the relationship, prayer, and the Word, we'll be slower to anger and quicker to forgive. And as we grow through our relationship with Jesus, who is the way to the Father, through honest prayer and studying the Scripture, the old person inside of us has less control. That person that we compete with every day for the right or the wrong thing to do, they'll have less control. James, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires." I need this one because I can be sometimes my temper goes off a lot faster than my thinking does. And that's for me. I mean, that's for me. Jesus says in Luke 6:37, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. And C.S. Lewis, he was the guy that wrote, has anyone ever heard of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? And the C.S. Lewis, famous Christian author. And this was one that really, it was a head-scratcher, a head-scratching moment for me and made me really pause. That to be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable because God's forgiven the inexcusable in you. And I thought about this one, that there have been a lot, I mean, God's forgiven me of a lot more than I've ever had to forgive anybody for. And grace and forgiveness can bind us together like a family, a group, a congregation. And grace and forgiveness are kind of like mortar holding bricks in place for a strong building. At the same time, sin from uncontrolled anger, it can smash through all that. You collapse the walls and you collapse the building with it. And looking at all of us here, we're all responsible for our own actions and what's in our heart. And today, most of us, if not all of us, there's something going on. There's forgiveness and there's anger that to deal with. And by ourselves, it ain't going to get resolved. It ain't. And I want us to go to prayer to our Heavenly Father who can heal any injury, physical, spiritual. And if there's something that you're holding on to this morning and want to give forgiveness for, but you can't, go to prayer in it. Ask God to put it on you, on His table. If it's on the other side, you've done something to someone, and that person isn't willing to forgive you, take it to prayer. I'm going to get everybody to stand up for just a minute. Every head bowed and every eyes closed. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer. You know what's in every heart here today. You know the reasons for everything that's in our heart, Father. Father, you know our reasons for being upset. You know our reasons to forgive. Today we want to lay down any issues with forgiveness and anger. We'll lay it on your table, Father. You have forgiven us when we came to you and confessed that we were sinners and asked for forgiveness. And with our human nature, it can be hard to forgive others and easy to be angry with them. We see our lives and not your plans. And Father, please be with us and lead us in our hearts, our words, and our actions to be more like Jesus and less like this world that we're in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The altars are open. We're about to start our songs. I encourage anyone, please come up and pray. Pray for me, cheers. If there's something on your heart this morning.
Above all powers, above all things, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasure.